Well, this is sobering, but I guess you could still call it good news anyway. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. March, this past month, March that just concluded, is the first month without a U.S. combat death in more than a decade.
Wow.
Isn't that just, I mean, it's, I guess it's good news, right? But wow.
But
more than a decade?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I know. That's, but, that's, yeah. Man.
But I guess, okay, let's keep that an ongoing trend. Well, you know your mother has devoted every second of her life to you since the moment you were born. So keep that in mind when I tell you this next thing, and if you think it sounds like a very high number. According to a new survey, the average woman spends 2 months of her life on the phone with her mother. Average of 3 calls a week at 16 minutes each. So that's 48 minutes a week, or approximately 42 hours a year. So from about age 18 to 50, that adds up to right around 2 full months. Number one subject a woman talks to her mom about is family issues. The rest of the top 10 are her children, work, health issues, her siblings, what's on TV, money, shopping, friends, and gossip. And the survey found women only talk to their fathers for 7 minutes a week. That's only 6 hours a year, or a total of just 8 full days in their lifetime. Survey didn't talk about how often men talk to their parents on the phone.
I don't think that's all that long. 2 months on the phone with mom?
Mine's probably more.
Yeah. And I actually
At least as of now. I mean, I'm not close to 50.
I do talk to one of my daughters daily. Never hear from the other one, but at least I get to talk to one.
Not daily, but at least 3 times a week. A
couple random facts for you on this Wednesday. Children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school. The only nation in the world where chess class is mandatory. Did you know that more than 18,400 people have been relocated within the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program? Not a single one of them has been hunted down by criminals and killed. Not even one of them has even been hurt.
Well, good. That means it's working.
They're doing
a
pretty good job, yeah.
Well, you know, nobody likes to clean their bathroom. So if guests are coming over, you're in a hurry. Here are 5 ways to fake people into thinking it's spotless. Pour bleach in the toilet. Give it a quick couple of scrubs and then flush after 5 minutes. Get a damp paper towel and hit any obvious smudges you see on the floor, sink, or mirror. Put out a couple of fresh hand towels. Shake out your rug and fluff it up so it looks freshly vacuumed. And protect yourself against snoopers. Pull the shower curtain shut and tuck towels on top of your stuff in drawers in case they get opened by, you know, those people that do that.
Here's a service out there. It's called Love Cloud. Love Cloud. It's a company that's offering you a private flight specifically so you can, yes, join the Mile High Club if you don't want to do it on a regular domestic flight. Love Cloud operates out of Vegas. It'll cost you $800. You do get 40 minutes in the air. The plane has a bed in it. And yes, they change sheets in between flights.
$800 for 40 minutes. Is it really worth it? Do you really want to be in the club that bad?
Mile High Club. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.